You are listening to the WGXC News Update. You can read these stories and much more by visiting the newsroom at WGXC.org. The Daily Freeman reports unemployment rates fell throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills, according to figures from the State Department of Labor released April 19th. Dutchess and Columbia counties unemployment rates for March 2016 were 4.1%, down significantly from 2015, when the Dutchess County rate was 4.7% and Columbia 4.8%. Greene County's rate fell from 6.7% in March 2015 to 5.5% this year. Statewide, the unemployment rate was 5.2%, down from 5.7% this time last year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. John Mason in the Windham Journal reports that Greene and Columbia counties are both cited as areas of, quote, greatest concern in a report from the New York State Comptroller's Office. Almost every year since 2008, foreclosures have been higher than normal in New York, and the number of pending foreclosures rose 27% in 2015. In Greene County, pending foreclosures rose 105% over the last two reported years, and Columbia County also showed an increase in foreclosures. Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux said, quote, "We have a lot of properties, especially in the resort communities, that have been abandoned for years." Read the full story in the Windham Journal. Across the region, the ground is dry, and a residential brush burning ban remains in effect through May 14th. In the past week, there have been reports of brush fires in Hillsdale, Jewett, New Baltimore, Catskill, Greenville, Clermont, and Tannersville. The National Weather Service also has an elevated fire weather outlook for much of Connecticut and western and central Massachusetts. On April 14th, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation warned that most of the state was at high risk for brush fires. Quote, "Red flag warnings have been issued for the Upper Hudson Valley Lake Champlain area, the Hudson Valley region from Albany south, the Catskill Mountain region, in New York City and on Long Island," according to the DEC statement. The National Weather Service predicts rain for Friday and again on Monday, so some of the fire risk may be abated. Audrey Matat is reporting in the Daily Mail, the Greenville Board of Education has chosen to opt back into the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program for middle and high school students. The district launched a pilot food service program during the 2014-15 school year, but it proved too costly, and without full federal aid, the program accumulated a deficit. Board member Duncan McPherson said, quote, "While the students seemed to like the food better, the loss of federal aid was just too much of a loss. The board made the decision to opt back in at this point in order to participate in cooperative food purchasing agreements for the 2016-17 school year." The elementary school in the district has been enrolled in the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program throughout this time. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. This has been the WGXC News Update.